What's up, friends? JB Barry here at Fantasy Coach JB over on Twitter, back with your DFS Flash podcast. Every week, you can find me here at Aaron Torres Media with your weekly 10 to 15 minute guide to help you build out your winning DFS lineup over on DraftKings. The DFS Flash is a quick hitting podcast, laying out some of my favorite options to target at each position for the Sunday DFS main slate. I go position by position, giving you my favorite pay up, pay down, and dart throw option at each position to help you build out your winning DFS lineup. I practice what I preach here on the DFS Flash, and every week I will be putting in my own lineup on DraftKings using the players I talk about here on this show. Last week, I entered my lineup into a 50-50 and cruised to a nice double up using the players from last week's episode. If you follow me on Twitter at FantasyCoachJB, you saw me tweet out that all three of my quarterbacks gave us at least four times a return on investment, and several other players returned at least the minimum 2.5 times return on investment that we want out of our DFS players. Now that means we take the salary they give us and we want to multiply that by 2.5 times to make sure they're getting us the value that we want. I know you're excited to build this lineup this week and make some money, so let's get right into it. At quarterback position this week, my pay-up player is going to be Russell Wilson at $7,500 over on DraftKings. Russ was cooking last week, and it even got Pete Carroll to say Russ was cooking in the press conference, which he immediately regretted. He doesn't seem to like the "let Russ cook" slogan. But against a pretty good Colts defense last week, Russ threw 23 times for 254 yards and 4 touchdowns. He connected with 7 different targets, including 3 different players in the end zone. Even with leading receivers DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett only having 5 targets apiece, Russell Wilson still managed to get us a sweet 27 fantasy points. This tells me we don't even need an extremely pass-heavy game to get points from Russ. At a $7,500 salary, we just need 22.5 points to get 3 times our investment. And I can't see him not doing at least that this week against the Tennessee Titans. This is the same Titans team we targeted last week with Kyler Murray, and we watched Kyler absolutely shred them for 4 touchdowns through the air and another one on the ground. Tennessee showed us that their defense is still not good, so there's no reason to believe that Mr. Unlimited himself can't also pick them apart this week. I could see Russ sitting back in the pocket and connecting with his offensive weapons all game long. In the mid-range option at quarterback this week, I'm going Tom Brady at $6,900. This one borders on the pay-up slash mid-range line, but I think it's a very good value for Tom Brady this week. We picked on the Atlanta secondary last week with Jalen Hurts because we knew that it was terrible, and Hurts delivered. Brady now gets the Falcons in his home stadium, coming off of a 4-touchdown performance in the season opener last week. He gets a few extra days of rest after the Thursday game, and he showed us that he's going to throw the ball early and he's going to throw the ball often. He completed 32 passes last week on 50 attempts with 4 touchdowns. He has an arsenal of weapons at his exposure, and the GOAT's going to continue to use every single one of them. You might be worried that the Bucs are going to have a big lead and then pound the ball on the ground, but before they get there, Brady throwing touchdown passes is going to be the path to get to that lead. At a $6,900 salary, nice. Brady can get to the 21-plus we need from him fairly easily against Atlanta. I'm also going to give you a mid-range honorable mention this week with Joe Burrow at only $5,800. The Bengals offense showed us last week that they will score points, and Burrow connected with both of his young stud receivers for touchdowns last week. He looked a little bit rusty to start the game, but he shook off the rust and put up 18.6 fantasy points at the end of the day. I think he continues to climb with that momentum in a matchup with a Chicago Bears team that just got scorched by Matthew Stafford last week. I look for Burrow to have a nice game this week at a really good price. My dart throw at quarterback? Yeah, it's Andy Dalton at $5,200. I know, it's ugly. And Dalton is not a guy who you ever feel comfortable plugging into your lineup. but a $5,200 salary makes him the fourth least expensive starting quarterback on the slate this week. To put it in perspective, his salary over on DraftKings is only $200 more than Mitch Trubisky. And Trubisky's going to be on the sideline holding the clipboard on Sunday. So Dalton is a pretty good dart throw value there at $5,200. He threw 38 passes last week, and he did manage to get over the 200-yard mark, but he had zero touchdown passes, and it wasn't really a pretty game from him. But that was against the Los Angeles Rams defense, though. This week, he gets the Cincinnati Bengals defense. The Bengals secondary is led by Chidobe Awuzie, which is so much fun to say, and Eli Apple. These guys got torched last week by the Minnesota pass catchers and allowed 25 fantasy points to Kirk Cousins. You know the commercials that say, so easy a caveman can do it? Well, the Bengals secondary is so bad that even Andy Dalton could do it. At this bargain salary, Dalton could give you the return you need if you're paying down at quarterback. Oh, yeah, and don't forget, revenge game narrative for Andy Dalton. So let's move on over to the running back position. At running back, my pay-up option this week is going to be Nick Chubb at 7,800. Nick Chubb started off the season with a multi-TD opening week against the Kansas City Chiefs. This week, the Browns get to host the Houston Texans, coming off what will likely be one of their only wins of the season against Jacksonville. Coming into the season, some people didn't think Houston would even win a game, and they're bad enough that it was believable. Well, this week, reality is going to hit, and they certainly won't put up another 37 points against the Browns defense. The Browns are 12.5 point favorites at home, and the predictive game script tells us that they're going to be playing from ahead for most of this game. This offense already likes to run the ball, and Nick Chubb's going to be toting the rock early and often in this one, especially when they're running the game out and the defense is spent towards the end of the game. Chubb had 15 carries for 83 yards last week, and both of those numbers should increase this week, playing with the lead. Chubb should easily get over 20 carries in this one, and I see him getting up over the century mark in rushing yards pretty easily against Houston. If we get that, along with another 2 TD game, we're taking Chubb to the bank this week, friends. My pay down option at running back is Ezekiel Elliott, only $6,200. This might be the only time we'll ever be able to use Ezekiel Elliott as a pay down option. The $6,200 price tag on DraftKings is entirely too low for a player of Zeke's caliber. A lot of people might be scared off by the lack of production, and more importantly, the lack of volume last week in the season opener. But I'm not worried. The Cowboys went up against the Buccaneers, who have the best defense against the run in the NFL. Their game plan was to pass the ball, and using Zeke as a rusher was just not part of last week's game plan. This week, Zeke gets the Chargers, who are a good defense, but they aren't the Bucs. Antonio Gibson took 20 carries for 90 yards against the Chargers last week in a low-scoring game, and with the Cowboys expected to look a little more balanced on offense this week, I expect a similar output from Zeke. If Zeke has a similar game to Gibson's and adds in a touchdown, he's going to give us 3x a return on our investment. At this price, I'll certainly be taking the shot on Zeke while we have the discount. My dart throw at running back this week is a really nice dart throw, in my opinion. It's going to be Javonte Williams at $4,400. I was tempted to go a little contrarian here with Ronald Jones as my dart throw, but just like we talked about with Zeke, this might be the cheapest we will ever get Javonte Williams this season. He's down at this $4,400 price because Melvin Gordon's still technically the lead back in Denver. And Gordon put up over 100 yards last week, so people remember that. But Gordon got those 101 yards on only 11 carries, and one of them was a 70-yard touchdown. So I know you can't forget about that play because that play was part of the game. But outside of that play, Gordon was only 10 for 31 and nothing special. Williams was also clearly part of the game plan and actually had more carries than Gordon, getting 14 rushes. This is clearly a split backfield here, but the Broncos get the hapless Jaguars this week and should be able to run the ball a lot with both backs. In a game that they should be playing from ahead, after losing one of their big receiving weapons last week in Jerry Jeudy, I think the Broncos are going to lean on the run this week with both backs, and Javonte is going to get plenty of opportunities to show his playmaking ability that made him a second-round pick in this year's draft. At $4,400, this is a dart throw that's certainly going to be in my lineup. So let's get into wide receivers here. My pay up option at wide receiver. Now, you could certainly go back to last week's well with DeAndre Hopkins at 8,000. Love the matchup for D-Hop again. Think he's going to have another good game. But I'm going to go a little cheaper here with Keenan Allen at 7,000. Just like we saw last year, Justin Herbert showed us last week that he still loves throwing the ball to Keenan Allen. Allen was targeted 13 times and caught 9 passes for 100 yards, but he didn't get in the end zone last week. Even without the touchdown, Allen got us 22 fantasy points, which would be more than 3 times value of this week's $7,000 salary. This week, instead of getting the tough Washington defense they saw last week that only allowed 20 points, the Chargers get Dallas, who allowed Tom Brady to throw for 4 touchdowns in the Thursday night football opener. Mike Williams had a big game for the Chargers last week, but he could face his shadow coverage on the outside from Trayvon Diggs. That's the guy who shut down Mike Evans last week. So this makes me love Keenan Allen even more, because I think that'll make him draw coverage from the other Dallas cornerbacks who are not very good and got smoked last week. If Williams gets the Diggs shadow, Herbert and Allen are going to be peppering the Cowboys defense all game long. And that's why Keenan Allen is my DFS play of the week this week. But if you're going to pay down at wide receiver, you look at Allen Robinson at only $6,200. It's rare to see a number one receiver of Robinson's caliber down at the $6,200 pay down range. But I'm sure a major part of that is because his quarterback is Andy Dalton. Well, we talked about Dalton being my dart throw option this week at quarterback. And for the same reasons, I like his number one receiving weapon, Allen Robinson, this week as well. The Cincinnati cornerbacks got dusted last week, and Robinson should be able to do the same to them this week. I'll take this opportunity to say his name again, but Chidobe Awuzie, or Eli Apple on the other side for that matter, can't match up with A-Rob. Robinson should easily see double-digit targets this week, which could also lead to double-digit receptions. And if he finds the end zone, he's going to pay off for us in our lineups for sure. My dart throw is going to go down this week. It's going to be KJ Hamler at $3,800. I'm reaching all the way down to $3,800. And at that price, KJ Hamler is a smash play for me this week. He may be high owned at this price to people who pay attention, but he isn't a household name. So many casual players won't be looking for him down here in this price range. Hamler's going to be taking over the slot duties for the injured Jerry Jeudy, and he gets a phenomenal matchup this week against Jacksonville. The Jaguars secondary got lit up by Tyrod Taylor and the Texans last week. How many times can you say that? And their slot cornerback, Tyson Campbell, is the worst of the bunch. He's got a 39.5 grade on Pro Football Focus, which is 93rd of the 100 quarterbacks that they rank on the site. He only had 3 catches on 4 targets last week, but the one that Hamler didn't catch was a long pass in the end zone that he just missed on. With the increase in volume expected this week in an expanded role, Hamler is a really attractive dart throw option at $3,800 on DraftKings. He'll be in my lineup. Let's move over to tight end. So my pay up option at tight end is going to be Kyle Pitts at $5,200. Now, with no Travis Kelce on this slate, the top price tight end is Darren Waller at $7,600. If you have the money to spend, we saw Waller get like a bajillion targets last week, so he's always a good play. But here on the DFS Flash, I'm not going to take the easy way out. Instead, I'll go down a bit to Kyle Pitts at $2,400 less and save some salary here at tight end. The Atlanta offense as a whole looked really bad last week, and they get another tough matchup against Tampa Bay this week, so it probably isn't going to get much better. Now, the Bucs should be ahead most of this game, so the Falcons will have to throw the football. In disappointing debut, Kyle Pitts still saw 8 targets last week, which tied Calvin Ridley for the team high. He should be targeted a lot again this week, not only because he has little competition behind him for receiving targets, but also because the Bucs lost their slot corner, Sean Murphy Bunting, to injury, and they're likely going to be starting their backup, Ross Cockrell, in the slot. If the Falcons can scheme plays to get the 6'6", 240-pound Kyle Pitts matched up on the 6-foot, 190-pound soaking wet Ross Cockrell, Pitts could have a big game here for us. My pay-down option? It's Tyler Higbee at $4,100. I have never in my life recommended starting Tyler Higbee in fantasy football, but here we are. The reason I'm recommending him this week is because of what I watched the Rams do last week with their offense. Instead of blocking on over 20% of his passing down snaps like he used to, the Rams used Higbee as a true receiving option, having him run 25 routes on the 28 snaps he played last week. Higbee finished second on the team in targets ahead of Robert Woods. Now, I don't think that's going to happen every week, but the way they used him was encouraging. Matthew Stafford could have some say in that switch, since we know he used to love connecting with his tight end Eric Ebron back in their days together over in Detroit. So if the Rams continue to deploy Higbee as a pass target, he can get to the double-digit fantasy points we need to get the 2.5 times value on this $4,100 salary here. My dart throw at tight end, it's going to be Cole Kmet at 3,700. If you want to continue that contrarian Chicago Bears stack, you could do that by throwing a dart at Cole Kmet at tight end this week. We already talked about how bad the Bengals defense is twice in this DFS Flash podcast, so I won't badger it or say Cheeto Bay Owuzie again. Well, I guess I just did. But Kmet had 5 receptions on 7 targets last week, and he showed us that he looks to have officially taken over as a starting tight end in Chicago. At only $3,700 on DraftKings this week, Kmet only needs 5 catches for 61 yards to get us the 3 times return on investment. If he also finds the end zone, he becomes a really sexy dart throw payoff in our lineups. So now at defense, you do need to pick a team defense on DraftKings. So I'll help you with a couple of options for you to close out this DFS Flash podcast. My payup option is going to be the New England Patriots at 3,700. The Patriots get to take on a rookie quarterback in Zach Wilson, who's coming off of his first NFL start where he threw an interception and he fumbled. The Patriots held Tua and the Dolphins to only 17 points last week, and the defense looked pretty solid. With the money I'll be saving on some of the pay down and dart throw options we talked about here, I might actually pay up for a defense this week and roll with New England. But if you're going to pay down, I'm going to go with the Pittsburgh Steelers at 3,000. Now, I really don't like many of the options below the $3,000 mark this week, so the lowest I'd really go here is with the Steelers at 3,000. The defense looked pretty good last week, holding Josh Allen and the Bills to only 16 points. They had 3 sacks, and the big play of the game was a touchdown on special teams on a punt block. Now, we can't count on that happening every week, but if they can continue to get to the quarterback, which they absolutely should be able to do against the terrible Vegas offensive line this week, they could easily pay off the $3,000 price tag for us. And that's going to do it for week 2, friends. Thanks for tuning into the DFS Flash podcast here at Aaron Torres Media. Please make sure you hit that subscribe button over on Apple or Spotify, wherever you listen. Leave your comments and also keep your eyes on AaronTorresOnline.com, where you can find all the podcasts and articles that myself and all of my incredible teammates are putting out on a regular basis over there. You can follow me on Twitter at FantasyCoachJB. My DMs are always open for any DFS or season-long lineup questions you may have. I'll catch you all right back here for next week's episode. But until then, see you in the winter.